Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So we do know that we have a road shutdown in the area as Philadelphia, or I should say suburban police, confirmed that a woman in a wheelchair was struck and killed by a vehicle. This is a hit and run on City Avenue in Ballachinwood. So police say the woman in the wheelchair was struck early this morning. She had been leaving the Taco Bell right near Conshohocken State Road. So right now, City Ave is shut down. It's a lot of police activity there as they investigate this. Closed in both directions near Conshohocken Road. As police say they're investigating, you could see the folded wheelchair. Police took that folded wheelchair and that you could see it was left on the road right near the sidewalk. We don't have an identification yet of this woman, just that she's believed to be middle-aged. Police say they know that they're looking for a dark blue SUV that was last seen headed south on City Avenue. So they're on scene there, but just a heads up, if you're passing through that way, to get maybe through the main line and then go to City Ave to get to the Schuylkill, for example, you need to take an alternate route. Same thing if you're going the other way toward Conshohocken State Road. So it's quite a mess.
So the victim was in a wheelchair and was struck by the SUV?
This is like the, how many times have we seen this?
Yeah.
Individuals struck like this, so... that's what they believe.
Oh my
God. This lady was in the wheelchair.
Jesus.
So, maybe they should start putting some of those reflective lights on, I hate to say, but on wheelchairs. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
On the back and on the sides, on the wheels, the reflective lights.
For sure.
Or not lights, but you know.
Yeah. So reflective. You're more visible.
My goodness.
Wow.
So a real tragedy there. Indeed. And also a headache on the roads early this morning, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. It's getting worse. So investigation also is underway with confirmation. The Philadelphia police shot and killed a carjacking suspect. So the man shot and killed by Philadelphia police officers happened last night. He was apparently, according to police, there was a separate shooting inside a home. That's when police were called to the 5400 block of Chancellor Street. Looks like some kind of a domestic situation with this man and perhaps an ex-girlfriend, a strange girlfriend or girlfriend. So officers responding to that scene between the man and the woman getting calls of shots fired. Then upon arrival, they say that they witness the man, this male suspect, leaving this home and trying to confront the 47-year-old suspect, and he apparently fled in a carjacked pickup truck. So at gunpoint, carjacked somebody, takes off in that pickup truck. There was a later confrontation. That was at 52nd and Woodland, where apparently this armed man pulled his firearm on officers, and they fired on him, shooting and killing him. So standard operating procedure that this is under investigation. No word that any of these officers were injured, but we know from our experience, and police always are telling us, that those things that begin as a domestic incident are always the most dangerous for officers, for law enforcement.
Absolutely.
So, it looks like the woman involved in that original domestic, and I don't know if she called authorities or if neighbors were calling authorities in the home which might tell you something. It looks like she was not injured, nobody else injured in the situation. And we know that Philadelphia police also investigating after a woman was shot in the stomach. She's in critical condition this morning. Happened in the city's Olney section over the weekend. Police say it happened along the 4800 block of Franklin Street. 26-year-old woman shot in her stomach. First responders transporting the woman to a nearby hospital. I don't know if this is a case where police arrived and took her. We hear that all too often. She remains in critical condition as they search for suspects in that one. Other headlines this morning, as we know that SEPTA, 5,500 union members could strike. They're still in talks, but we know that this contract expired Thursday overnight, essentially Thursday night, 11:59 p.m. Both sides had said they were close. They agreed to come back to the table, but this Monday morning, no contract deal yet. Will they strike this week?
I'm thinking they're going to get a deal done at some point this week, right? Like we talked about it last Friday, you know, a little goodwill you build up because you feel like things are moving in the right direction. So you keep working for a little bit, but that goodwill evaporates pretty quickly too. So you can't drag this out too far. I'm going to predict the deal gets done before we're out of here by Friday.
I hope so, because of course SEPTA is the quote unquote school bus.
That's right.
For tens of thousands.
I went to school on a school bus.
Yep.
Philadelphia school children.
55. What is it? 55,000? Is that the number? Or 5,500?
5,500 union members.
Oh, okay.
Could strike. Gotcha. SEPTA union. So we also have Mattel. We have to talk about this, that Mattel says they're taking action after some smart and maybe observant social media users noticed a huge mistake on the packaging of the company's new line of those Wicked Barbie dolls to honor, you know, the show Wicked, Ariana Grande, the Wicked show that's been here in Philadelphia, as well as on Broadway for many years. It's a Broadway show. These special dolls, beloved characters like Glinda and the other, you know, the Good Witch, the Wicked Witch, that sort of thing. But there's a labeling error in the packaging directing fans. It's supposed to be to the wickedmovie.com site. Unfortunately, it directs them to a adult film website.
Yeah, I've watched that Wicked version.
Wicked Entertainment,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Very dark. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mommy, what? So, eek.
Oh, man.
So, isn't it amazing the things that slip through the cracks for corporations? It's just unbelievable.
Who did that? Did they do that on purpose?
How did they not realize? Yeah, is that an intern just trying to get a giggle?
Oh, my goodness. So I know that we have, this is many Veterans Day commemorations here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, as well as yesterday, the big parade here in Philadelphia. But I know that commemorations continue. It technically is a federal holiday.
Yes.
So we just
want to. We're here, though.
That explains why the B Morning Show is empty in the studio.
Yeah.
All the music stations are off today.
Everybody else. Except us. So Philadelphia Eagles, as we talk about our Eagles beating the Cowgirls. Oh, my gosh. 34-6.
Yeah. Big flipping of the switch in that second half, because I got to tell you, that thing was, what, 7-6 and then 14-6, and I'm like, this thing is boring as hell. Like, what are we doing here? Can we just put these cockroaches away?
First time in 7 years.
And
that, right?
And then they play Thursday night against, Thursday against the Commanders.
Yeah, and the Commanders lost. So I know, that's huge.
Lost to the Steelers.
28-27,
Yeah, if we take care of business in 3 nights, division's ours. Yep. Big swing here. Yep.
So it's a short turnaround.
I know.
I have to wonder if, you know, because we have to fly home. You know, we're 7-2. Short turnaround for Thursday. But it was kind of nice that the Eagles were so far ahead that they actually could play like the second string and kind of rest you know.
They put Kenny Pickett in, the old Steeler quarterback.
Kind of nice.
Yeah, I said, Jalen, throw on the ball cap and call it a day, kid.
So it's feeling good. I'm wearing my green. We're all feeling good. Slippery road conditions, even though for the most part it's just a drizzle out there, but be safe today. We also still have all of these wildfires to talk about. in Pennsylvania as well, mostly in New Jersey. Tough for firefighters, but that risk remains because even though we got the much needed rain, we have such a deficit after a 40-day drought, essentially, that still those red, you know, those red flag alerts remain, especially in New Jersey. We're sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union on what will be a 70-degree sunny day, so we will warm up and see the sun. Open a First Harvest Credit Union growth checking account. Have easy access to your money for everyday spending. While earning as high as 2.0% annual percentage yield, visit firstharvestcu.com for all the details. Membership restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. Thank you, First Harvest Credit Union, for sponsoring our first edition Kale & Company News Live on this all-important Veterans Day.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:14, Monday morning, Veterans Day. Let's get to a Monday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
And it is brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group. The Big Take: processing failure, lessons learned, free speech, and the future. It's been a rough 5 days for Democrats in the mainstream media. Conversely, it's been a glorious stretch for Donald Trump, Republicans, and those who tolerated the last 4 years. And the fallout continues to take shape after Donald Trump's election victory last week. Over the weekend, Arizona was called for Donald Trump, finally, which gave Trump a completed 7-state sweep of the battlegrounds. Trump also eclipsing his 74 million vote total from 2020, now that the votes have been tabulated out west. And it'll be an interesting dynamic with how the Democrat Party and the legacy media handle the future. We know that they share the same talking points, but could we see a split on the verge of happening? Think about this. The media can stay the course, bashing Trump for those out there who want their pound of flesh from the orange man, because with Trump in office, all of the mainstream media's ratings will inherently go up. But for the Democrat Party, bashing Trump and white men as the devil proved to be fatal, and they are facing an identity crisis. Do they keep pandering to the fringes, or do they find better candidates, better policy, and ultimately better messaging? From the looks of it, they are remaining stubborn, not processing failure well, and haven't learned their lesson. And that's just fine by me. Headline in the New York Post: as CBS journalist bashes the New York Times for coverage of Trump's 2024 win, saying that the New York Times doesn't understand this nation. CBS News reporter Jan Crawford saying, quote, "The blue bubble elite have been out of touch for years," end quote. And I agree with that completely. And of course, speaking of being out of touch, MSNBC, which has been out of it for at least the last 8 years, had this to say when it pertains to the Democrats losing voters to Trump in the male demographic. How about this for a doozy? Listen and watch this.
It's a radicalization funnel. But what they have done in their online media ecosystem is build a radicalization engine, literally the way militant groups do around the world, that takes people from relatively low-level annoyances with the world. Why are eggs so expensive? Why is my kid learning this new thing in American history in school that I didn't learn? And then moves them through YouTube videos, through podcasts, moves them from that annoyance all the way slowly, slowly, slowly to a full-blown fascist politics. It's an elaborate multi-billion dollar infrastructure, and there is nothing like it on the pro-democracy side. We don't have an when a man is just lost and lonely and not yet radicalized. We don't have the equivalent of Joe Rogan and right. Jordan Peterson to move that man in a feminist direction. By the way, we should educate men that it's actually really great to live with a strong woman who makes money. It's actually easier. Life is easier.
But I think
how that feminist approach with Tim Walz and Doug Emhoff work out. That clown is out of touch, too. And how about the audacity to say, quote, small annoyances such as the cost of eggs and what your kid is being taught in school? He seems completely detached from the everyday man. But that's MSNBC and their talent, in air quotes, in a nutshell. So what have we learned so far post-election, at least in the eyes of the left-wing media? Well, Latino men are sexist, all men are misogynistic and racist, and free speech needs to be stifled. It's unfair what Elon Musk did by purchasing X. Here's a montage of CNN, MSNBC, and The View all crying about the First Amendment and social media. Listen and watch.
I think in a normal country, we would say, hold on a second, maybe we need to have a different set of regulations for social media platforms now they're this big.
It would help if we
we could regulate social media, because one of the biggest offenders is DC and Congress have not been able to do one thing in regard to the rogue corporations of social media.
And then moves them through YouTube videos, through podcasts, moves them from that annoyance all the way slowly, slowly, slowly to a full-blown fascist politic. We don't have the equivalent of Joe Rogan and right. Jordan Peterson to move that man in a feminist direction.
Go yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
Crystal, thank you, Elon. But the marketplace of ideas is about to get even better with Donald Trump back in the White House. This was Donald Trump in December of 2022, just 23 months ago, as he made it clear that he was making a comeback in 2024 and that free speech will thrive once again, because the solution to free speech isn't censorship. It's more speech. It's more robust speech and discussion and discourse and dialogue, and it is better speech. Listen and watch this.
Of American citizens. I will then ban federal money from being used to label domestic speech as mis or disinformation. And I will begin the process of identifying and firing every federal bureaucrat who has engaged in domestic censorship, directly or indirectly, whether they are the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Health, Human Services, the FBI, the DOJ, no matter who they are. Second, I will order the Department of Justice to investigate all parties involved in the new online censorship regime, which is absolutely destructive and terrible, and to aggressively prosecute any and all crimes identified. These include possible violations of federal civil rights law, campaign finance laws, federal election law, securities law, and antitrust laws, the Hatch Act, and a host of other potential criminal, civil, regulatory, and constitutional offenses. To assist in
Trump also rolling out his plan to dismantle the deep state, which includes, number one, immediately reissuing his 2020 executive order, restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats. Number two, cleaning out all the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus. Number three, exposing the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing the country apart. Number four, launching a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately release false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. You can read the other six, if you would like, on Truth Social. Now, tell me, what American would be opposed to any of that? Why would you be against free speech? Why would you not want the government to make sure that fake news media is not putting out stuff intentionally to divide America? Only those who are a part of the apparatus and have something to lose, that's who would be against this. But enough of the past, it's on to the future. Onward and upward we go. The DOJ filing charges against an asset from Iran and two others for the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. This coming out late on Friday afternoon. According to Fox News, a criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City says an unnamed official in Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps had asked Farhad Shakiri, 51, of Iran, back in September to, quote, focus on surveilling and ultimately assassinating former President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Quote, there are few actors in the world that pose as grave a threat to the national security of the United States as does Iran. That's a quote from Attorney General Merrick Garland, who said in a statement, the Justice Department has charged an asset of the Iranian regime who was tasked by the regime to direct a network of criminal associates to further Iran's assassination plots against its targets, including President-elect Donald Trump, end quote. Look at that. Merrick Garland actually doing real work. It's nice to see, but get ready to update your resume, pal. And more good news. The Associated Press with this headline as, quote, judge cancels Donald Trump's 2020 election case as court deadline expires. They write the following. A D.C. federal judge put special counsel Jack Smith's 2020 election case against Trump on ice Friday at prosecutor's request following the victory over Kamala Harris. The order by Judge Tanya Chutkan called on Smith to figure out his next move by December 2nd. As reports indicate, the Justice Department will drop all pending litigation against the 45th and now 47th president. But where do we go from here? Will we actually become the United States, or will we remain the divided states? Vivek Ramaswamy with a beautiful message. Listen and watch this.
And my advice to our fellow Republicans is that after, yes, we won and won decisively, we're done criticizing Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or the past. Let's turn the page to chase the future. One of the things I loved about Donald Trump's victory speech, and I was personally there, was him beginning to talk about this golden age in America. I think everyone wants that golden age, a growing economy, an immigration system that works. We now have an electoral mandate to deliver it. And so to Republicans, my ask is, you know what? Let's put aside our own sense of grievance or vengeance or whatever. We won. Let's use it. We're running to something. And my ask of Democrats and to those on the left who may not have liked Donald Trump and may not like him still is to say, just give him a chance and give us a chance to say that, you know what? We have a chance to unite this country in a way that we have not in a very long time. Most people favor economic growth. Most people want to pay lower taxes. Most people want an American dream for their kids and an immigration system that works and secure borders for our country and don't want their kids lining up to fight in World War III. That's the opportunity that we have. And I think it's a generational opportunity that we shouldn't squander. And so, you know, even to those who disagreed, my ask is give us a chance and we're going to do our part by exhibiting, I hope, some grace to the people who we believe we're wrong. But in moving this country forward, that's what we're looking to do.
And speaking of uniting and not dunking on the Democrats, Donald Trump with this message on social media to Kamala Harris and the Democrats in defeat, saying, quote, I am very surprised that the Democrats, who fought a hard and valiant fight in the 2024 election, raising a record amount of money, didn't have lots of money left over. Now they are being squeezed by vendors and others to the tune of a $20 million debt. Whatever we can do to help them during this difficult period, I would strongly recommend we, as a party, and for the sake of desperate needed unity, do. End quote. Not sure if that's Trump trying to troll or if that's Trump speaking the truth on truth, but the message is out there and the writing is on the wall. Trump is ready to hit the ground running, and the GOP is aiming to defuse the rhetoric and the divisiveness in this country. Will the Democrats and the dying legacy media follow suit? That is the million-dollar question, and I have my doubts, and that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group. The season of performance event has arrived at Piazza Acura of Ardmore, Reading, and Westchester. Get incredible lease and purchase offers on a new Acura RDX, MDX, Integra, and the all-electric ZDX. Shop online today at PiazzaAcura.com. 855-839-1210 is how you climb in. Social media, that's good as well, at 1210WPHT. And, of course, fire away with your comments in the YouTube chat. Kale and Company just underway here on this Monday morning. FEMA, total fraudulence exposed when we continue on Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's Monday night football game. The Miami Dolphins and the L.A. Rams. Looking ahead, I'm going to do this three-leg same-game parlay for tonight's game. I'm going to do Cooper Kupp for an anytime touchdown. The Dolphins at the money line at plus 120. And Tua Tagovailoa on the under for passing yards. So combine those three bets together for one same-game parlay. Plunk down $5. And you can win $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL and 1210 WPHT. 21 and over, President PA, first online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Dawn, over the weekend, you have people on MSNBC talking about how young men and men in general were radicalized on social media over petty grievances like the cost of everyday food expenses. You had some court cases that look like they're going to be dropped. Judge Tanya Chutkan telling Jack Smith, hey, what do you plan on doing, pal? Because the clock's ticking. Your time's up. But I really thought it was Vivek Ramaswamy that if I had to take everything from that big take that stood out to me the most, his message on, hey, give Trump a chance. If you want a good economy, a secure border, you don't want your kid going to World War III and being killed, you know, and I kind of burying the hatchet is, I think, the way Vivek framed it. I think some Republicans will adhere to that. Others will continue to go for their pound of flesh, and that's definitely their right to do so. But your thoughts on everything that's played out since we last signed off?
Well, as far as I don't think it's Republicans. I think that there are just some partisan Democrats who are not going to give it up. And that's just it. It's over. It's over. The election is over. It's done. The people have spoken. The citizens of this country have sent a mandate to not just President-elect Trump, but this is nationwide, that they went way too far left. I think we should not even call that party Democrats anymore. It would probably be good for them to just call it the far left cray cray progressives, mm-hmm. who lost, yep. got spanked, go away.
Yep.
You were way over to the left. And I don't even think that's why most Democrats, such as Tulsi,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that takes a lot for, you know, somebody like Tulsi Gabbard, who fought for our nation, served in our military. You think about her and all the veterans.
Yep.
On this Veterans Day, how mm-hmm. many of them, you know, were Democrats and said, this is my party, left me a long time ago. How many people did we talk to who called in here to Kale and Company, who said, I'm a longtime Democrat? I mean, that was 60 Minutes. I know on our group text, you were 60
yeah.
Minutes last night highlighted that fact. There are so many people across the country who said, what the heck happened
mm-hmm.
to my party that my parents yeah. and grandparents, I worked in the unions. And it really wasn't the Democrat Party. It was unrecognizable.
You're right. You're right.
So we just need to go back to the reasonable side of it and remind people who are still upset about it that that's not really their Democrat Party.
That's a great point, because there's been a lot of conversation in light of the results with the total votes for Trump. As I mentioned in the big take, he eclipses his number of 4 years ago. But everybody on the Democrat side and the mainstream media are saying, well, I mean, look at this. Technically, Kamala Harris received more votes than Barack Obama did, but fell well short of Joe Biden's 81 million votes. Where did those votes go? And obviously people are being facetious, tongue in cheek, saying that, you know, basically if you read through the tea leaves, they're saying that those votes never existed. It was all fake, blah, blah, blah. But I think there's a lot of moderate Democrats, like you're saying, I think a classic liberal Democrats, that if they didn't vote for Trump, they just didn't vote at all, and they didn't vote at all, and they stayed home because they can't identify with today's rendition of the Democrat Party. To your point, it is so far off the grid to the left that it is borderline insane. And much like, I think, 2 years ago, where Republicans put too many eggs in the social cultural wars in their basket, that was the entire platform of Kamala Harris and the Democrats the last 4 years. It's all about what your race is, what your gender is, what your sexual orientation is, when the reality is nobody gives a rip about any of that if they can't afford to eat, if they can't afford to buy a home, if they can't afford to heat and cool their house. So they overplayed their hand on the identity politics concept, and really they negated the meat and potatoes, right? Like, you can't put out a great spread at a restaurant that only focuses on appetizers if the entree sucks, right? You're not going to get business that way. It's all about the entree. And they forgot about the entree, much to the delight of Republicans, because the Republicans are like, you know what? Meat and potatoes, man. Meat and potatoes. Economy and border. Economy and war. We said it, right? If Trump kept on point and stayed on message and focused on the economy, illegal immigration, crime, and wars, he would win the election. And that's exactly what played out, even to the tune of guys like Bernie Sanders, which I think is also the ultimate hypocrisy, because he's super far left. And now he's bashing the Democrats. I'm like, wait a minute, Bernie. The only person that's further left than you is Kamala Harris. So I found that dynamic very interesting over the weekend, where Bernie was ranting and raving from his mansion in Vermont.
Yeah, I will say this about Bernie Sanders.
Yep.
That's a great point to say, that Bernie used to be that kind of kooky guy, but he made sense on some things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's a Second Amendment guy and that sort of thing.
Sure.
So Bernie Sanders looked more moderate. That's how far left cray cray progressive this situation was. That he looked like the moderate, reasonable person.
When Bernie's right of you, you need to reevaluate, right? Especially if you lose. If you win, then there's nothing to reevaluate. But you lost, and you lost big. But nobody's a bigger loser than FEMA. I was blown away, and I really mean that, blown away. Well, Nick, you shouldn't be. This is unbelievable that people would put politics, federal agencies would put politics ahead of rescue efforts after a natural disaster. If you recall, when we had all these hurricanes, you know, through Georgia and Florida and Carolina, and it felt like there was multiple storms, Republicans were wondering, boy, I wonder if some of these areas ravaged by the devastation in the rural areas that are Trump country are going to receive all the adequate support. Trump even said, I believe in one of his posts, that FEMA is purposely going to neglect Trump supporters. You'll see here the exclusive, and Sean, just leave this one up. This is from the Daily Wire. Exclusive reporting, FEMA official ordered relief workers to skip houses that had Donald Trump signs up. Whistleblower saying, quote, it's almost unbelievable to think that somebody in the federal government would think that is okay. Let me give you the backdrop here in the story, and then we're going to give you some more. If you're not on YouTube yet, get on over there. I'm going to give you some screenshots of this, but I just want to give you some of the information. So this happens over the weekend where Justin, a FEMA supervisor who instructed disaster relief officials to avoid homes and not help Americans who showed public support for Donald Trump, has officially been relieved of their duties. That according to an official statement. The FEMA supervisor wrote, avoid homes advertising Trump in a, quote, best practices memo. Although the official was not officially named in the statement, multiple government officials told the Daily Wire that the person responsible for the misguided directive is named Marnie Washington. And according to the exclusive report of the Daily Wire, the FEMA agents ordered not to help citizens with Trump signs. They were operating in Highlands County, Florida, and at least 20 homes were reportedly skipped over. Now I want to show you, Sean, if you could throw up the New York Times graphic. This was a while back where the New York Times said the following. Fact check. Trump's false claims about the federal response to Hurricane Helene. The former president falsely accused the Biden administration of spending disaster funding on migrants, neglecting areas that had voted for Republicans, and ignoring a call from a Republican governor. So the New York Times was in bed with the federal agencies and the Biden administration and Democrats. Oh, no, Trump's full of crap. He's just shooting from the hip again. When we find out it was absolutely true. Now, I want to show you three different graphics here on YouTube. One from CBS, one from CNBC, and then the truth from New York Post. Sean, if you want to throw up either CBS or CNBC, that would be great. So there's CNBC. Now, you see that and you say, well, what's wrong with that, Nick? It says FEMA fires employee who told federal relief workers to skip Trump supporters. They use a picture of a lady, a white lady. That is not the lady that issued this order. CBS, they talk about media bias by omission, Dawn Stenslin, they were complicit as well with the headline, a FEMA worker has been fired after she directed workers helping hurricane survivors not to go to homes with yard signs supporting President-elect Donald Trump. They use the same lady from FEMA, a white lady, in their picture. Now, let's go to the reported suspect here, who apparently was the one who issued it, and the New York Post confirming that the female official from FEMA happened to be an African-American lady. Now, I don't give a damn if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Jewish, gay, or straight. It doesn't matter to me. The point is, you have the mainstream media, the CNBCs and the CBSs, showing a stock photo of some lady from FEMA, but they didn't show you the lady who actually put this in writing, who is now relieved of her duties. And I ask you the simple question, why would you not show the picture of the lady who did it? Oh, that's right, because the media is all about a certain narrative. Now, let me ask you this. If the roles were reversed on, and it was the Trump administration that said, you know what? Nobody in New York City or Philadelphia or Los Angeles or Detroit or Chicago or Atlanta, if they have Biden-Harris signs in their yard, skip over them. Make sure you get to the Trump supporters. And if that FEMA individual under Trump's tutelage was white, do you think they would hide the identity and the visual graphic confirmation of who the person in charge of that is? My guess would be no. So you always talk about the media and how complicit they are. Complete cover up, totally debunked, and FEMA should be embarrassed. As a federal agency, your job is to make sure that American citizens are safe and secure in the line of natural disaster. You don't skip over somebody that could be in dire straits because they have a Make America Great Again sign in their yard. How despicable of a practice is that? That should infuriate people. You talk about division in this country. Where's it coming from?
It is horrible. It is also unusual that a FEMA administrator, and the one they were showing all weekend, the woman you said was the white woman, Deanne Criswell, she's a FEMA biggity big. And so I imagine that, you know, they're looking at who they're going to throw under the bus and who's mm-hmm. going to get fired for this. But I wonder if they're so... Here's what surprises me. First of all, that they acknowledged that somebody actually did this.
Yes, fire all of them.
So the good news to me is that even though this woman was telling the disaster relief workers in Lake Placid, Florida, to do this, to not go to the homes that have the Trump signs mm-hmm. or Republican signs in their yards to help them, it makes me wonder if they just want to acknowledge that it was happening. Yeah, it happened in Florida, in Lake Placid, in this one area with this one rogue person. But it does make me wonder if it was indeed happening. Because remember, there were claims by residents in North Carolina, mm-hmm. in some of those hard-hit areas, that they were being passed over.
Yeah. I just look at all of these unelected bureaucrats that run these three-letter or four-letter alphabet agencies with the political bias in which they operate. We're all Americans, right? We're all human beings. If you're religious, we're all God's children, right? Most of us pay our tax dollars. It's so just who cares what sign you have in your yard? If this house has been destroyed, if somebody's in floodwaters, trapped, whatever, you don't skip over them. Who does that?
Well, the person who does it is the person who has been told and perhaps brainwashed by the Biden-Harris administration that those evil MAGA followers are dangerous. They're evil. Remember President Joe Biden here in Philadelphia a couple years ago with talking about MAGA supporters. And that's the rhetoric that we've heard.
Yeah.
The left constantly says, oh, that somehow the Trump's rhetoric or tweets are dangerous. The truth is Trump's the one who took a bullet and, you know, into the ear and survived two assassination attempts. And this would be more evidence that once again, you have victims of a horrible storm. Mm-hmm. And by all accounts, look, I'm sure the reason we have whistleblowers who've produced the tangible evidence against this woman, the good news here is the vast majority of those FEMA workers were horrified. They obviously are the whistleblowers, right? They went and did the right thing and said, whoa, this one supervisor is woohoo, she's way out there. But I think that's what's happening here, much to the earlier conversation we had, that we have to have like almost like this cleansing where we say, hey, it's not okay mm-hmm. to be so extreme. Whether you're to the far right or the way far left, you're not in the mainstream. You're not join the folks who are closer to the middle.
Right. Join the bulk of society, right?
Yeah. And so stop.
Yeah, I agree.
But we see, you know, the ones with the MAGA hats, they're always willing to point and say those are the crazy ones. The truth is we've seen all this tangible evidence of where's it coming from? The left.
That's right.
And this person who's fired, it's probably, I wonder if she'll sue and say, well, she's been told by her administration right to the top, the Veep and the Prez, telling us they're dangerous.
Yep. Just taking orders from above.
Yep.
855-839-1210. Come back, put a bow on the first hour, squeeze in a call or two. As we wrap up the 6 o'clock hour on a Monday morning, it is Kale and Company. But first, a word from my friends at the Piazza Auto Group. We are talking about the Honda Prologue. It is Honda's first all-electric SUV with a range of 300 miles on a single charge at a fast charge time, right? Because you want to get back on the road, get back to what you're doing, because we're all crunched for time. And you can cruise the roads worry-free. I checked this vehicle out, and how cool is this? It has three different charging options to choose from, including the portable charging kit for when you're on the go. You can lease the Prologue today for as low as $279 per month. How about that? Under $300 a month in 2024 for a brand new SUV? Visit Piazza Honda in Philadelphia, Pottstown, Springfield, Reading, or Langhorne for details. And shop online right now, piazzahonda.com.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's go right down the road to Manayunk as we've got Caroline with us this morning. Caroline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Nick. I'm glad you and your fellow MAGA coworkers are so jubilant over getting your lawless felon reinstalled in the White House.
Yes.
But what I called about is this FEMA worker. I think she was more than justified to tell her employees not to go to houses with Trump signs, since Trump was spreading so many lies about FEMA and FEMA workers that they were getting threats, and they arrested a man. He was threatening this, the FEMA people who were only trying to help them. Uh-huh. And he was spreading lies that all the money for the hurricane victims was going to the migrants, which was not true. And they said they had enough money to help the hurricane victims.
Right.
This woman, I think she should file a lawsuit against the government for firing her and also endangering her safety now against the rabid Trump supporters.
So let me ask you,
somebody's like drowning after a hurricane, and you're going to say because of somebody's campaign rhetoric, they should let somebody die? A doctor? What about a doctor in an emergency room because somebody's a Republican and the candidate they voted for may have said something stupid, that a person dying in an emergency room should not be operated by a doctor? These people are rescue operation people. They come in to save babies and grandparents and parents and people's lives in the midst of a deadly hurricane. And those workers generally are heroes. That's why their agency is horrified.
Yeah.
So the fact that somebody did campaign rhetoric on any side is irrelevant. A rescue worker, a first responder. That's like saying 9/11.
Yeah.
When those firefighters were running into the building. Oh, wait a minute. There might be some people, some partisans that you disagree with. Save them.
Did you vote for Bush?
Oh,
you get in the
goodness.
Back of the line. Yeah.
Stop. Stop.
I love this. I'm going to, by the way, there's no doubt about it. Caroline has a hate has no home sign in her yard in Manayunk. Yeah, I would take that to the bank. A Ukraine sign as well. Maybe a Ukraine flag. She's probably been vaccinated 8 times. So the New York Times, speaking of lies, just to wrap up the hour. So here I gave you that headline on October 4th, right, from the New York Times. Trump's false claims about federal response to Hurricane Helene. On Saturday, November 9th, here's the New York Times, and I'm going to tweet out the screenshot side by side so you can see just how full of crap the New York Times is. FEMA fires employee for telling Milton relief workers to skip houses with Trump signs. The agency says it was investigating the incident in the aftermath of the Category 3 hurricane that hit Florida in October. So from October 4th, Trump's false claims, to November 9th, well, FEMA had to fire somebody because they did exactly what we were fearful of that they would do. But that's the mainstream media in a nutshell. Is that not it right there perfectly, Dawn? In the last 4 years, they say it's not true. Then it comes out to be true. This time it took 35 days. Usually it can take 6 to 18 months. It's misinformation. It's disinformation. It's right-wing conspiracy talk. And then we're proven right all along. We're not crazy. We're just ahead of the curve. But we appreciate Caroline for listening.
And in this case, those whistleblowers who are clearly those FEMA workers who are dedicated people, that's who turned in this supervisor, who probably, by the way, was not a great supervisor. You know what I mean? Although her sister is speaking out saying she is a dedicated person, she would never do this.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be an investigation into this. And there's also a guy in North Carolina who was arrested for threatening some of the FEMA workers. So the bottom line is that everybody wants to make everything partisan, and the media, the mainstream media, falls into, unfortunately, this pattern where they side with one side or the other. Just let people do their jobs. But thank God for these whistleblowers who turned in a bad apple, and hopefully it's just one.
Yep. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, news to kick off hour number two.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.